second parak in Kedushin begins with the dinim of shlichus. So the Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Dalet and Aleph has a klal: Lisa de leisa b'shlichus, leisa b'tanai, lisa de leisa b'shlichus, leisa b'tanai. What exactly does that mean? So the Tosfos writes over there, they don't think that it's a gzeiras hakosuv, because the whole institution of Tanai is learned out from Parshas Bnei Kodem Neiruvin. And if you wouldn't have that Parsha, you wouldn't know, it's a chidush, you wouldn't know that there's such a thing as Tanai. Tanai is not the same as Toys. If a man marries a girl, he thought that it was Rachel and turns out that it's Leah, that's Kedusha Toys. But if a man marries a girl on the Tanai that it rains tomorrow, it doesn't rain, you don't say that that's a Toys. It's a different din. All the Rishonim discuss it. Why do you need Mishpatei HaTanaim? Every Tanai should be binding. Midin Toya. So they say Tanai Mil Sachrit is not the same, and each Rishon gives a different shittas. When is it Tanai? When is it Toys? So Taisa says that you shouldn't say that Tanai Tanai is a Chiddush, learned that from Parshas Bnei Kodem Neiruvin. And since that case happened to be Yisai De Shliach, so the only time you have a right to make a Tanai is if it's the same as Bnei Kodem Neiruvin. If you're going to say like that, then you should say that Tanai only works on Karka, because it was Chaluk as Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos is not Gzeiras HaKosuv. Tosfos explains that it's a Svara. In order to make a Tanai, you have to be the Bailam on it. Let's say I'm going to eat a sandwich, and I'll say, grace. If you give me $100, then the sandwich should fill me up. If you don't give me $100, the sandwich should not. If it rains tomorrow, I shouldn't be hungry. If it does rain tomorrow, what do you mean? I'm not a bailam on whether the food fills me up. If they put an intravenous, I'll also be full. I won't be hungry. You have to be a bailam to make a tanai. You have to be a bailam to make a shliach. It's a svara that the two are totally zebezeh. There is a famous Tosfos in Nozir, Yud Aleph and Ben Aleph, Dibra Maskal Dehavi. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, yeah, Mishnah is all over the place, that a person takes a neder, a person mekabel neder in Naziris, a la Tanai. My wife gives birth to a baby boy, I want to be a Nozir. My wife gives birth to a baby girl, don't want to be a Nozir. So you see that there's such a thing as a neder a la Tanai. So Tosfos says, but a neder can't be a Yidei Shliach. It says, Nefesh Kisushova Levati Bisasan, you have to pronounce it with your lips. If you appoint a shliach, it's the wrong person's lips. So since Nedorim is leisa b'shliach, it should be leisa b'tanai. So Tosfos gives a shvera teretz, and Rabbi Kivega there asked, Akasha doesn't fit. So in the yeshivas, they say, both Rab Chaim Soloveitchik and the Ragachava gave the same answer, exactly the same. This din, amilsa de leisa b'shliach, is leisa b'tanai. Tosfos explained it's a svara. If you're a bailam to make a shliach, then you're a bailam to make a tanai. Over here by Nedorim, you are a bailam to make a tanai. You should have been a bailam. You are a bailam to make a shliach also, but it'll be the wrong levati b'sosam. It'll be the wrong lips. That's why it's no good. If it's leisa b'shliach is because of a technicality, then the klal of leisa b'shliach is leisa b'tanai doesn't apply. That was a discussion. The Gemara there in Ksubas Daf Ayin Dalet says it didn't get to chalitza. Let's say the Yavam doesn't want to give the Yavam a hard time. He does the chalitza today, but he says he wants her to pay him $10,000. And he's nice about it. He's not going to hold up the chalitza. I'll do the chalitza today. But I say the chalitza should only permit you. You have to have kavana. Kavana's het alashuk by the chalitza. He says the chalitza should only be valid if you pay me $10,000 within 2 months. If you don't pay me the money, the chalitza should not be valid. So the Gemara says you can't make such a tanai because the milsa the leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. So one of the gedolim said incorrectly that leisa b'shlichas is only mitzad the yavam. The yavam can't make a tanai because you have to have the yavam's right foot to do the chalitza. And if you use the left foot, it's no good. So the right foot of the shliach is not better than the left foot of the yavam. It's the wrong leg. You're doing chalitza on the wrong leg. But the yavam, there's no part of our body that has to participate, that has to do the chalitza. You need dafka. Our minig is that you do chalitza. The yavam does it with her right hand. You tell her to put her left hand behind her back. But that's only a chumrah. There's a Tosfos in the first parak in Chulin. But Tosfos obviously understood there's a Mishnah in Yivamis, where the Mishnah says, Chotze b'smol, chalitzosa psula. So there's a tesis in the first parak in Chulam, a tesis lachotza bismal. She did chalitza using her left hand. That's a difficult tesis because the Gemara is beferish that chalitza bismal means she took up the shoe from the left leg of the yovam. Not that she did it with her left hand. She did it with her left hand should be good because the Gemara says gidemis. What if the yovama doesn't have? She's missing both arms, so she can't do chalitza. The Gemara says don't gidemis chalitza bishinel. If she can untie the shoelaces, if she can take it off with the teeth, she'll become a teres lein osel hashuk. So you don't need any specific part of her body to say that has to be dafka the right hand. You don't need the right hand or left hand. You don't. However she takes off the shoe is good. So one of the gedolim was under pressure to figure out a kula. So under pressure, so he came up with this einfal. The milsa the leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai that the Gemara says by chalisa. It means that the yovam cannot make. The Yovam cannot make a tonight because he can make a shliach because he needs his left foot. And if he'll make a shliach, he needs his right foot. And the right foot of the shliach is not better than the left foot of the Yovam. So that's less of the shliach is less of the but if the Yovamah will make a tonight, that will be okay. So the Gedolim said it's 100% wrong. Less of the shliach is less of the tonight only applies when he's less of the shliach is because he's not a Bailam to make a shliach. So whoever's not a Bailam to make a shliach, not a Bailam to make a Tanai. But if it's just a technicality, like being Mekabal Ned and Naziris, he can't be Mekabal Ned and Naziris Ayde Shliach. So that's the teretz that both the Ragachav and Abchaim, they both said that's a teretz and teretz is kasha. Leisa b'shliach is leisa b'tanai doesn't apply there because it's leisa b'shliach is because of a technicality. The klal only applies when it's leisa b'shliach is because the person is not a Bailam. There is a Yerushalmi that the Nesivis quotes. The Rishonim also quoted in Bab Metzian Perek HaZeh Neshech. So the Yerushalmi says, you always need shlucha shel bal hamamin. Let's say, I want to sell my house. I can make a shliach to sell the house. You want to buy a house. So you make a shliach to buy the house for you. So I'm the bailam on the house, you're the bailam on the money. But let's say you make a shliach to try to schnur it to get a matana. Someone should give you a house for nothing. For me. I appoint a shliach that he should go try to be mekabel on matan from someone. I'm not a bailam on the house. I'm not a bailam on the money. I'm not paying money at all. So that the Yerushalmi says you can't make a shliach to be mekabel on matan on your behalf. He can make mekabel on matan based on zochen adam shleib b'fanav. A different story. But he can't make a shliach on your behalf because shlucha, you have to be the shliach has to be appointed by a bailam. So the koyach bailam said he has. I own the house. I want to sell the house. I can make a shliach to sell a house for me. You have money, you want to buy a house. You're the bailam on the money. So you are bailam on your money, you can make a shliach. If you want to be mekabel matani, you're not a bailam on anything. The Yerushalmi says shlucha always has to be shlucha shel bala moment. The bailam has to appoint the shliach. The one and only exception to the rule is getisha. The getisha, it shouldn't, the ikar adin, it really shouldn't work. The get can be given bal korcha of the isha. So she's not a bailam on this kinyan. The whole gerushin is done by the husband. So that's Xeris Akasa, the Shilach Vishilcha. In fact, the first Amud in the Perak Mem Aleph and Aleph, so the Gemara quotes the Braisa, the Tanya, the Shilach Malam Shabalo is a Shilach, the Shilcha Malam Shahuisha is a Shilach. So the Taisvi HaRosh, it's not on this daf, I think it's in Gittin somewhere, I didn't remember where it is. Taisvi HaRosh is bothered with Akasha. Once you have a Pasik, the Shilach Malam Shabalo is a Shilach, why do you need a Pasik to say the Shilcha Malam Shahuisha is a Shilach? You can't learn out Shliach or Isha from Shliach HaBaal. If you have a pasuk by Truma, Gamaten, you learn to call a Tarkula. You have a pasuk by Get, you should learn to call a Tarkula. Why can't you learn the Isha has the ability to appoint a Shliach, just like the Baal has the ability? So the Rosh says, no, you can't learn that, like the Rishami said, because the Isha by the Get is not a Bailam at all. So Mi'ikar Adin, she really shouldn't be able to appoint a Shliach. It's a Xeris HaKosuf. That bishilcha, and you need a pasuk. Without the pasuk, you wouldn't be able to learn out from a mamatzina. That's where a Baruch Be'er quotes a kasha from Abchaim Soloveitchik, that it says in the tour, we have clocks, so we know what time so Zman Kriya Shema is in the morning, so we're careful. You daven in the minyan, what are going to make Zman Kriya Shema? In the days of the Rishonim, they didn't have clocks. It wasn't so common. You have sundials. What do we do if it's a cloudy day, so you don't know what time it is? So they used to say Kriya Shema, according to the first Rashi in Brachas, only Parsha Rishonim is the Rais, and the Parsha Shniyah is only the Rabbanon. So Sveika de Rabban Lakula, Sveika de Raisa Lechumra. So they would daven Shachris, and they weren't sure whether they would make Zman Kriya Shema or not. So the tour quotes, I think Rabbi Yudah Chassid, who had this suggestion, we before they say Mekadosh Hashem Chabarabim in the morning, so they say the Parsha Rishayin of Shema, Ala Tanai. If it turns out that later on when you're going to say Kriya Shema, it's going to be after the Zman Kriya Shema, so then you want to you have in mind, you want to be out saying now with the Parsha Rishayin. You don't know whether it's going to be Toch HaZman or not because you don't have a clock. You don't know when so Zman Kriya Shema is. If it turns out later that you are going to say Kriya Shema B'Zman, so it's better to say Kriya Shema Seyda Abrachas. So then you have in mind not to be out with the Kriya Shema that you said in the morning. So Baruch Be'er quotes in the name of Rab Chaim, this murderous kasha. What are you the Bailaman by saying Kriya Shema? The Baruch Shalom gave us a chiyu, we have to recite Kriya Shema. So I'm a Bailaman that. I'm not a Bailam. If I'm selling a house, I have to decide to sell a house. I have money, I want to buy a house. That's my decision. I decide to buy a house. I want to be Mekadosh Anisha. It's my decision, I want to get married. So I'm the Bailam to decide whether I want to get married, I want to get divorced. I have to decide. But to say Kriya Shema, what do you mean I'm the Bailam to decide I want to say Kriya Shema? Baruch Shalom said I'm Mechayiv to say Kriya Shema. How can you make it tonight? That's where Rabbi Arbel quotes the Kasha, the name of Rab Chaim. So the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Beis quotes the Mishnah from Gittin, from Dab Samach Dal Amud Beis, the Machlokes HaTanaim, Naira HaMarosa, Hibi Abi Mekabel Mezgit, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Shtei Adayim Zeches Ke'echad. What is Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, but what is Rabbi Yehuda Shita Ein Shtei Adayim Zeches Ke'echad? So it means you can't have two people buy them on the same thing. Let's say you have a business that's on b'shutfus. So one owns 50%, the other one owns 50%. He owns 95%, he owns 5%, whatever it is. The 95% that you own, I don't own. The 5% that I own, you do not own. You don't have two people buy them, either me or you, on the same thing. There is no such thing. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. It can't be you either give the get to the father or you give the get to the Naira Amarasa. That's a starke taina. So what did the Chachamim answer to that taina? So this is the Ramban and the Melchamas in Gittin on that daf, on daf Samachdal in Gittin, where this Mishnah said the Ramban explains our Gemara. He should have had the Melchamas over here. It would have helped. So the Ramban explains our Gemara there in the Melchamas. Taisus here, Dima Maschov Tanan, Amem Gimel and Beis, Taisus points out, Pirish Bekuntas, Rashi says, Rashi originally said, and Taisus Rashi backed out, Rashi originally said, the only time it's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Ohi or Avim, a Kabla Mezgit or not, it's only by a Naira, but by Ktanu, there never was a machlekes. Even the Chachamim will agree that she cannot be Mekabla Get, only the father can be Mekabla. So Taisus says that Rashi backed out Miu Kosher to the Kamah Mishmaiten. There's a quote from Mem Dalon and Beis, it's Beferish in the Gemara, that even a Ktana Hamurasa, also the din of Chachamim applies it. Ohi Oavim Mekabla Mezgit. How can Rashi originally say not so? So Taisus said Rashi backed out when he came to this Gemara. So the Ramban there defends a whole group of Rishonim and say like that. The machlokes is only by Naira Hamarasa, by Ktana, there never was a machlokes. And Ramban says, it depends, that sugya memdalan on the base is within the discussion that starts on the last line of memdalan on aleph, the very last words. Boy minei rov emir abnachin, what's the din Naira maushe taso shlich lekabel gita miyad baila? According to the Chachamim, ohi ovi mekabel mazgita. So do the Chachamim hold that there are two independent bailam on the Kabbalah saget? That's Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. How can it be that either he or Avia? You can't have two Bailam on the same thing. You can have Bailam. I own 50%, you own 50%, you own, I don't own 50%, I own, you don't own. We can't have two Bailam on the same thing. So he was asking Ashayla, boy, Menei Rav and Rav Nachman, the Chachamim, whom we paskan like, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, that they disagree in, fundamentally, and they hold there's a Yagzeris HaKosu. There are two Bailam over here, either the father or the daughter, and each one is a Bailam, therefore either the father or the daughter can appoint a Shlech. If she's a Ktana, she can appoint a Shlech. Ktana is a La Bazdas, she can appoint a Shlech, but if she's a Naira, she's a Gedolah, then either the father or the daughter can appoint a shliach. That's what that was the shaila. Or should I say no? The chachamim are masking with her beauty. Ein shtei adayim zeches ka'achad. But they hold over here, the daughter can be mekabel get because she the gzeres hakasuv. The chacham learned from the pasuk somewhere. The gemara never says what the pasuk. Yodi is there is ochle rachmana. Where's the pasuk? The gemara assumes there's some kind of a pasuk somewhere. So the pasuk tells you not that she's an independent bal. The pasuk says we consider her as if she's a shliach of the father. Even if the father screams bloody murder, I don't want the daughter to accept the guest. I don't appoint. It doesn't matter what the father says. The Torah says that the daughter can act as a shliach. That's not a violation of Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Ka'ach. Let's see, Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Ka'ach. How can he say that? The woman can be mekabel get. The woman can appoint a shliach to be mekabel get. Ma'aseh mechol yad. A lot of times, the couple who's getting divorced is so bitter. They're such a bitter divorce. They don't want to see each other when they do the get. So the woman appoints a shliach to mekabel get, and the husband gives a shliach. The husband gives a get to the shliach. So why don't you say Rabbi Yehuda's time? Ein shtei yadayim zeches ka'achad. That's not shtei yadayim. The shliach is not an independent bialim. You can't have two people bialim. The isha is the bialim on the kabbalas get. And she appoints a shliach who's acting on her behalf. She's only one bialim. There's only one bialim in the kabbalas get, namely the isha. So that was the bia over here. When you say halachik hachamim derab yudah, he ohi oavim mekabelos gita, you say each one is an independent bialim in the kabbalas get. Therefore, each one has the ability to appoint a shliach because you can only appoint a shliach if you're the bialim. Or should I say no, that the daughter is not a, the hachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda's argument? Eish de'adam zeches ke'echad. And the reason why they disagree is because they hold the door as if she's doing on behalf of the father. So when the Gemara, so the Ramban there in the Malchamas and Gittin points out, when the Gemara says the Feirish, that not only did the Chachamim say, Naira Hamarasa Kimi Mekabala Geto He, even a Ketana Hamarasa also, that's what Tosfos said, that motivated Rashi to back out. So the Feirish Gemara, so the Ramban says the Gemara only said that within the Tzad, that if she's a Naira, she can appoint a Shliach. So each one is an independent Bailam. So then you can say that the Ketana is an independent Bailam on Kabbalah Saget. But if once we come to the Maskana, we paskin only the father can make a Shliach, the daughter cannot make a Shliach. So what do you see? The Chachamim are masking with Rabbi Yehuda. Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Ka'achad. The daughter is not an independent Bailam. It's as if she's acting as a shliach for the father. So Ketana can't be a shliach. That's what the Ramban explains. He says, the Gemara is beferish. Ketana can, that's within the mandomer, that the Naira can appoint a shliach. So they're two independent bialim, and the Rabbana disagree fundamentally with their beauty, based on Exeris HaKosav, they hold shtei adayim azeches kach. There is a Mishnah in Gittin. Where's the Mishnah in Gittin? And Samach Vavim and Aleph, there is a Mishnah in Gittin. The Romans at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, they were persecuting the Jews. So they would often, it was a very common thing, they would put a Jew in a dungeon and they let him starve to death. And there would be an issue, will the wife ever know that the husband is dead? She's good. So that's why the Tanaim had the whole Machlekes, whether you allow Eid Echad by an Agunah. So Rabbi Akiva was in prison and he said over in his name, he said, we do rely on Eid Echad to be Matam and Aguna. So the Mishnah has a case, Misha Haya Mushalach Bibar, the husband is thrown into a dungeon, and he doesn't know how long he's going to survive. They're not giving him any nutrition. So he screams out, my name is so-and-so, my wife's name is so-and-so, I live in this city, do me a favor, please write a get and give it to my wife, so she'll know that she's allowed to remarry. Let's say if they had no children yet, so she's going to need chalitza. So he wants to give her a get, she won't need chalitza. So Tosfos has a comment on that Mishnah. You have to have a shliach if the husband is not writing the get, giving the get in person. He has to appoint a shliach. Is that called a shliach? Kol shameas koili? So Tosfos asks the kasha, there's another gemara in the Dorim that seems to say, if I say, kol arotza, I have tevel, and I say, whoever wants can be mafresh shumas amaisas. So from the Gemara there would appear in the Dorim that it's not called shlicha. Shlicha, you have to point a specific person. So Tosfos says, that's right. Shliach means, I'm a bailam to be mafresh shumas amaisas, and I point you in my place, so I give over the Koach Bailus to you. So Bailus, by definition, means exclusivity. That's Rabbi Yehuda's argument. I can't be that two Bailim are both Bailim on the same thing. If I own 70% of the business, you own 30%, so you're a Bailim on that, I'm not a Bailim on that. You're not a Bailim on what I own, I'm not a Bailim on what you own. But Rabbi Yehuda argues you can't have two people Bailim on the same thing. So that's what Tosfos says. Not exactly like that. You can't have two Bailim, but he says, when you appoint a Shliach, you can't say anybody who wants. Whoever wants can come and be Mafrish Truma. Tosfos starts up, that's not called Shlicha. Shlicha means I give up the Koach Bailus to someone else. But Koach Bailus has to be exclusive. So I say anybody in the world can do it. So Tosfos suggests here, he said, Kol Hashem Eskoli. He didn't say Kol Arotze Yavav Yitin Getlish. He says Kol Hashem Eskoli. So he did limit it. He said, oh, he only appoints those who hear him from the dungeon. There aren't so many people. So then he is limiting the minu shlich, but if you make a shlich, it's kol ha'rotze, whoever wants, everybody in the world is included. So Tosfos had the idea, Shlomo, and the Tosfos was that there is no such shlich. He can't appoint a shlich if you don't limit it. It's open to the public, everybody's included. There's another nafkamina ledina here. With respect to these 2 days, Amem Dal and Amem Beis, that the Rambam pointed out, the Yibai in the Gemara was, Hivi Alim Akabla Mizgita. Do we say the Chachamim disagree fundamentally with Rabbi Yehuda based on Xeris HaKosu? It's Shtei Adayim, two independent Bailam on the Kabbalah Saget? Or should I say, no, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and the ability of the Naira to be Makabal again is sort of like a Shliach for the Father. So the Rif has the text of the get towards the end of Gittin, and Daf Pehei, Daf Pehvav, and it says, well, they have to write the Daini Havilichi Minoi, and so on. What's the Nusach of the get? So the Rif has Sefer Kris, is the text. That's the text that we use today. It came out word for word, what it says in the Rif. So in the Rif it says that the text of the get says, Eich, means we, the undersigned, testify. They have 2 Adim sign. Eich, like when you have a ksuba. So in our ksuba it says the date, then it says, Eich, habacher, before he proposes, you call him a bacher. After he proposes, then you write hachasn. So in the first line, a lot of gitne printed the first line, hachasn. So the minig always was not so. He didn't propose yet, so you call him a bacher. So he said, Eich, so it says, Eich habacher, pliny, omalala, dobesulti, sir, habe lili into. What does it mean, Eich? So in Eretz Yisrael they have the Nusach of the Get. It says Anansa Hadi Eich. We in America, are the text of our Ksubis doesn't say Anansa Hadi, but that's what it means. We, the undersigned, are testifying Eich. We saw that, we heard that the Chosin said Havelili Inta. He didn't say it yet, but he made it to us. Well, then he says, write in the text of the Ksuba that I said already Harayat, and I obligated myself in Ksuban to serve as Ksuban in Dunya. So they write Eich. So by us, Eich means Anan Sahadi Eich, the same thing. So the Rif has the Girsa that in the Get you write Eich. So on the side and the margin, the Shilti Gibarm there quotes the Rosh. You don't need a Shilti Gibarm. You look in the Rosh, but it's printed on the side of the page in the Rif. The Rosh thinks that that's not correct. The Get is written by Loshan Habah. A ksuba can be written by Loshen Ha'edim. We, the undersigned, testify. There was Das HaMeschai. Edim can't write the Pim alone picks over. If they write a shtar not authorized by the one against whom the shtar is testifying, so that's no good, that's the Pim alone picks over. But if they were authorized by the husband to write a ksuba, the ksuba is going to testify against them that he owes money. That's a shtar. That's what every shtar is when it's written by Das HaMeschai. So a ksuba and any other shtar halva shtar mecher can be written midas mischayv, and they write we the undersigned testified that this and this happened. By the get has to be written melosh nabal, not we the undersigned eich. It has to say I am divorcing you, and then the edim sign on the bottom. In fact, the Bishmor writes that the minig used to be the Bishmor lived in the 1600s in Vilna. I think at the same time as the Shach, had to run away when they had the Chmelnytsky riots. Many Gedolim were there at that time. They all had to run away for their lives. So so the Bishmor quotes a minig that when you sign a ksuba, you write plenty, ben plenty, you don't have to write aid. Of course you're the Yerid. It says, Anan Sahari Eich. So obviously we, the undersigned, are testifying. Of course you're an Eich. But in the Get is Zid Meloshon Abal. I am divorcing you. Then it has two other names on the bottom. Who are they? Where did they come from? So they write, Pliny and Pliny, Eight. The Gemara says in Gittin, the Mishnah Gittin, even if you didn't write Eight, it's also good. But the meaning was, they used to write Eight in a Get, because when you read the whole Get, it doesn't look like there are any Eight. The Get says, I'm divorcing my wife. In recent years, the meaning changed. So there's a Sefer Nachla Shiva that has all the dinim of Ksuba. So there's a new edition of the Kitzur Nachla Shiva. Some Hungarian rabbi wrote a Kitzur Nachla Shiva. So he writes that today the minig is that you write eight not only by get, but by Ksuba as well. But years ago, that's what the Beishmol writes. The minig only was you write eight by a get, because a get is written Meloshon Abal, it's not written Meloshon Eidim. So who are the people who signed on the bottom? Another two husbands? He said, I am divorcing you. Who are the people? So the two people should identify where the Eidim. But in the Ksuba, the whole text of the Ksuba is written in Baloshan Eidim. So there's no need to write Eid at the end. That's a minik. A minik, Mikra Adin, it doesn't make a difference. There is a Mishnah in Gittin and Samach Gimel on the base where the Mishnah says, when an Isha appoints a Shliach, the Kabbalah Saget, Tzvich Shnei Kiti Eidim, two Eidim, and the Rishonim learn, you need two Kitei Eidim, Lekiyam Adover, not Lebir Adover. You need two Eidim, She'omru, Befaneinu Omra, we were there when the wife appointed this person as a Shliach LeKabbalah, and another two Eidim, She'omru, Befaneinu Kibol BeKorah. We were there when the husband gave the get to the Shliach LeKabbalah. The Korah, the Gemara said, the meaning was, Bizman Gzeres HaMalchus, when they didn't allow the Jews to observe any mitzvah, so if a person would give the get, they put him in prison. So they used to rip up the get right away. After they gave the get to the Isha, they would rip it up so they shouldn't get caught observing any religion. They shouldn't put him in prison, like under the communists. If you did a mitzvah, they would put you in prison. So the Mishnah says, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, that you need Eidus L'Kiyam Hadover when the woman appoints a Shlech L'Kabbalah Saget. So the Rambam writes, when the husband appoints a Shlech L'Hilocha Saget, there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyam Hadover. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perigim HaLocha Tezvav. He says, the husband appoints a shliach la'ilochas haget, like a man appoints a shliach to sell his house, like a farmer appoints a shliach to be mafish shumas and maishas. That's normal. He gives over the karech habalas. You don't need eidus l'kim adover. Why only when the woman appoints a shliach la'kabolas haget? So Rab Chaim has a beer on the Ramam in Hilchas Yibam Machalitza. Rab Chaim has a suggestion based on a Mishnah la'melech, that what's the idea of eidus l'kim adover by git mikidushin? Rab Chaim has... There's an Emuki Yosef on the side of the Rif in Yibam. Emuki Yosef thinks that by Chalitza, the Mishnah talks about Cholatz Beinola Beinoab. There was no Bezin or Cholatz Balailo. There's no Yeshiva. You can't make a Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezin Balailo. So if they did Chalitza Balailo, Beinola Beinoab, there was no Bezin. So what's the din? To what extent is the Chalitza is not valid? It's not Muteres Leinos and Ashut. What's the din? So then Muki Yosef says, the whole discussion only is, if you have Eidus L'Kiyam Hadover, when they did the Chalitza, you didn't have a Bezin, but you had Kosher Eidim. If you have no Kosher Eidim, so it's a Dovah Shebi Yerva, and you need Eidus L'Kiyam Hadover. So Rab Chaim has the impression that the Rambam doesn't agree. Because the Rambam just quotes the Mishnah, Cholot Benola Benoni, didn't add that Benola Benoni means there wasn't a Bezin, but there were Eidim. So Rab Chaim explained, based on Mishnah Melech, the Rambam seems told that there's no need for Eidus L'Kiyam Hadover in Chalitza. Why not? So he explains that you only need Eidus L'Kiyam Hadover by Gittin Kiddushin because you need a higher level of Das. Rab Chaim holds that by Get, you need a higher level of Das than you need by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, you need a higher level of Das than you need by Mekar HaMemkar. By Mekar HaMemkar, you need a higher level of Das than you need by Nador Meshavuz. That's called Das HaFloy. Yisho Yisho Kiafli Linda Nedda Noza La'azal Hashem. That's called Das HaFloy. So the difference is Aloha L'maisa. Because Das HaFlo is a lower level of Das. Even, let's say, even a Goy says a person is holding by the end of his life. So there's a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? I forgot about it. In Holos, the Mishnah has that if a Goy says Mekabel HaNeder, to give money, so the Neder is binding. If a Goy says Mekinyonim, it's a Machlok Yisarishan. Some Mishanim hold that a Goy says is half dead, so he's a La Bar Das. So he can't make B'nachas Mishanof Lo Kishuv Goy says, the Gemara says. So he wouldn't be able to be makned when he's a ghost. But he can take the darim. So the Rosh, this thing with the Rosh says, that's Das HaFlo, is a lower level of Das. Then Das, Mekir HaMemka, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyam HaDover, but by Kiddushin you do. And then by Reb Chaim has a Rambam, that by a get you need roitzani. If they were koy for him by kedushin, the rabbi asked, how come the Rama never wrote that you need roitzani? But tell you the kaddish only if they force him to give a get. And the Mishnah says an erech and you need roitzani. So the Chaim explains, Rav Shacha is mechadish the same in his sefer. He spoke so much to Rav Elvela, but he never heard this from Rav Elvela. The Rav Chaim said like that. Rav Soloveitchik said it over in the name of Rav Chaim, that he said the same as Rav Shacha. He said a lot of times the same. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shacha, a lot of times said the same shot in the Rambam. So you see halacha lemaisa that a get needs a higher level of dasa and kiddushin. Kiddushin needs a higher level of dasa and mecha chamemka. Mecha chamemka needs a higher level of das than haploah, than the dar mishvus and the zivus. In each step of the way, the difference is halacha lemaisa. So Rav Chaim explains, based on this Mishlam Melech, Eidus Likim Adav is needed by Gittin Kedushin to make it a stronger Adas Halim, to make it a stronger Das. By Chalitza, you don't need such a strong level of Adas, you just need it should be a Badas. The Gemara even had a Havamina that a Kotna should be able to do Chalitza. So they needed a Xeris HaKosat, Koch Yosu Liish, Ish Prat LaKotna. Why would you need a posik if you need das? I see, you don't need das. There is a cost of a cotton can do chalitz. But the mikra din, you don't really need das. So if you assume like that in the Rambam, you only need edus lekim adava by git mikidushin, because you're expressing a das dava should be everyone. He's marrying the girl, when he's megarish his wife, when he gives the get. When he appoints a shliach, the Rambam said, that's not a das dava should be everyone. You can appoint a shliach to be mafish trum. You can appoint a shliach to sell your house. So the husband appointing a shliach to give a get to his wife is the same as any other mina shlichus. There's no need for edus lekim adav. That's a normal din. But when the isha is appointing a shliach lekabola, that's mochama. Wow. When the isha appoints a shliach lekabola, the Rambam understood in that mission on Samach Gimel and Beis and Gittin that you do need edus lekim adav at the time she's appointing the shliach. Not only do you need edus lekim adav when the husband gives a get to the shliach ha'isha, you need to aid him when the woman appoints the shliach lekabolas ha'get. Why is that? And the Rambam carries everything over to Kedushin also. He says, by Kedushin, if the chosen appoints a shliach to give the ring to the kala, there's no need for edus lekim adav. If the kala appoints a shliach to be mekabel kedushin, our parak. If the kala appoints a shliach to be mekabel kedushin, need edus lekim adav. The difference between the husband and the wife by the get. So the Rambam makes the same distinction by kedushin. Why is that? So it would appear like this. That we mentioned before, the Tosfos HaRosh pointed out, even though you have a pasuk v'shilach malam shabal osu shliach, you will not be able to extrapolate from that the isha can make a mamatzino. If the husband can make a shliach to give the get, so why can't the isha make a shliach lekabal osu get? So the Tosfos HaRosh said, and the Yerushalmi says, the shliach ha'isha, if a kabbalah saget, then it's an exception to the rule. The shluch has to be shluch shal bal ha'mamet. The bailam has the ability to appoint someone else to give over the kach ba'alas ha'mamet. The woman is not a bailam on the get. The get can be given bal karcha. She has no say on the matter. It's an avera to give the get bal karcha. But there's still, she's not a bailam on the get. So the whole thing is kula chidush. And how does the chidush work? So the Rambam apparently understood the Torah has two parshias of gerishim. There's one gerishim where you don't need das or isha, and the get can be given bal korcha, and the isha is not a bailam at all, so then she would never be able to appoint a shliach. Then the Torah says, v'shilcha malam shayisha isha shliach. There's another way to do a get where you do need das or isha on the gerishim. If you need das or isha, then she is a bailam on the get, then she has the ability to appoint a shliach. So you need Daso Isha on the Gerishin at the time of the Mina Shlichas to enable her to appoint the Shliach. That's how the Rambam apparently understood. The Mishnah says, Tzricha Shnei Kita Yedim means Lekim Adov. You need Eidus Lekim Adov when the Isha appoints a Shliach, because there are two Parshas of Gerishin. There's a Parsha Gerishin Midaso Isha, that the Isha needs Das Gerishin. That's what enables her to make a Shliach. So she has to express the das gerishin at the time of mina shlichas. That's a chiddush the way the Rambam understands. Boshev Shadi could have said it's a yotze min haklal that the isha has the ability to appoint a shlich lekabola, even though she's not the bala mama, she's not a bala man anything. The Rambam understands not so that the two parshas of gerishin here the isha needs das gerishin to enable her to appoint a shlich lekabola saget, and then the Rambam carries everything on with the kedushin. That's difficult. By Kiddushin, you do need Dasu Isha. You can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Korcha. That's the first Daf in Kiddushin. It says, Isha Niknes, So the Gemara says, Isha Nichnas, one would think he could even be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Karcha. So that's why it says later in the Mesichta, the second paragraph, Isha Mekadosh, Isha Miskadeshes, that you can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Karcha. So by Kiddushin, you need Daso Isha, you need Daso Bal, you need Daso Isha. So the Isha should be able to be Memana Shliach. Normally, when a Kala makes a Shliach like Habos Kiddushin, that should be like a man makes a Shliach to sell his house. A farmer makes a shliach to be mafish truma. The Rambam said, you don't need this lakim adover. When the chosin makes a shliach to give the ring, or the baal get makes a shliach to give the get, that's a normal din. So by kiddushin, why do you need this lakim adover when the woman appoints a shliach like kabbalas a kiddushin? That should be like the Rambam's mashal with the hafrashas truma. So apparently the Rambam thinks there's a famous run in the Dorim, and the aflamid, the aflchavtes, the aflamid, the avne miluim, is the sefer by the author of Diktei Socheshan on Ebenezer. So he, every 50 pages, he quotes that Ran in the Dorm to answer all the kashas. The Ran in the Dorm has a hechrich from the Gemara. He says, by Kiddushin, it's not that the Chosin and the Kala, each one has a Das Kiddushin. He says, it's a Misholim. He says, we consider as if the Kala, who wants to get married, as if she's Mapka herself, and then the husband does the whole Kiddushin all on his own. So the husband really, you can't do Kiddush Amal Korcha of the Kala. But once the Kala is maskim, it's not that you need Das. If I sell you a house, you need Das Makna, you need Das Kaina, you need both should agree. But by Kiddushin, you don't need, if the Kala doesn't agree in the first place, it doesn't get off the ground. But once she agrees to marry the boy, it's considered as if she's Makira as Atzma, not to be taken literally. And then the Baal, the Chosin, does the whole Kiddush and all on his own, just like by the get. So the Rama makes the equation, just like by the get. The husband doesn't need Eidus L'kinim Adava if he appoints a Shliach L'Hilochas HaGet. That's like Hafrashas Truma Yidei Shliach. That's like selling a house Yidei Shliach. That's a regular din Amina Shlichas. So the same as by Kiddushin. The Baal has the ability to appoint a Shliach L'Hilochas HaKiddushin. It's not a problem. But the Isha, because she doesn't really actively participate, so it's a chiddush that it's kula chiddush that the isha can make a shliach by kabbalas haget. So the Rama holds the same chiddush applies to kabbalas hakiddushin as well. And it's only because if she wants to make a shliach, we say we require her das on the kiddushin in that case. So she's expressing das kiddushin at the time of mina shlichas. So in the eidus likim adavah when she appoints the shliach lekiddushin. The Rama took his chiddush that he understood to distinguish between min shliach habal, min shliach isha by the get, that one needs l'kim adav, one does not. So the Rambam took his chiddush and he carries it over to kiddushin as well. That's a chiddush on top of a chiddush. We have the din that shliach is a shliach. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim. The Baal can appoint a shliach l'aloch as a get, and then the Mishnah says in the third parak in Gittin, if the shliach is traveling and a cholo, he doesn't feel well, and he can't go all the way to California to deliver the get, so then he can appoint the shliach sheni, and the shliach sheni will be able to give it again. So you need a pasuk to say shliach is a shliach. The Baal can appoint the shliach. The Baal is the Baalim, so he has the right to transfer koach baalus to the shliach. And then we need a pasuk. The shliach rishon now has the koach baalus. He has enough koach baalus. He can also appoint a shliach now. So the Gemara says, "Mili la mimso on the shliach." That's only if when the person made the first shliach, the shliach for business or for shastruma, a lot of things the shlichas. So that's only if when the original bailin appointed a shliach, he gave a whole full koach bailus to the shliach rishon. So the shliach rishon has the ability to appoint the shliach sheni, and he transfers over the koach bailus to him. What if the whole shlichas in the first place was only on a mili? So then the Gemara says the Shliach Rishon wasn't given a real Karech Bailus. Mili la mimson the Shliach. The Shliach Rishon does not have the ability to appoint a Shliach Sheni. So when is it called a real strong Bailus? When is it only Mili? So that's a discussion. So the Avne Miluim quotes a lot of Shitas from the Mishan. The Mordechai quotes all the Shitas. Shulchan Aruch, they quote a lot of Shitas. So some Mishanim say that by Kiddushin it depends. If the Chosin gave a ring to the Shliach, then it's strong Shliach if he gave him something. He just said, if he just tells the shliach, go buy a ring and give the ring to the kala and say, I want to marry that girl, say harayat mekudesh. So he never gave anything. He never handed anything over. Then it's just a bunch of words. Mili, So man, he never gave a full karach violence to the shliach rishon, so the shliach rishon cannot make a shliach sheni. That's a strange opinion, but there is such an opinion on the rishon. So then this Ramban that we quoted from Gittin, Dav Samach Dal, the Malcham is there, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that the shliach ha'isha, when the isha appoints a shliach lekabolas haget, that shliach rishon cannot appoint a shliach sheni. When the isha appoints a shliach lekabolas haget, that's what the Yerushalmi said, that's an exception to the rule. Shliach is always shlucha shal bala mamin, appointed by the bailim, and you give a karach bailus to the shliach. The shliach by kabbalas again doesn't have any bailus. He just stands there like a dummy, and the baal, or the shliach habal, gives the get to the shliach. But the shliach doesn't have bailus to do anything. The get can be given by karachai. So by get, that's what the Ramban says, and that's quoted la halacha in Eben Ezra. The Yisha can appoint the shliach like kabbalas again, but we wouldn't say shliach is a shliach. So that's what the Ramban interpreted in the Gemara, Mendalan on the days. If you hold that they're independent by them, Ohi Uavim Mekablam Azgita, then the Naira can appoint their own shliach. If you hold she's not an independent by them, so then she's only considered like a shliach of the father. So she cannot appoint a different shliach. It's like ain't shliach, it's a shliach by Mili, and that's called Mili. Kabbalah Saget is called Mili. That Ramban is quoted La Locha in Shulchan Aruch. In Temura, there's a Leferisha Gemara, in the first parakeet point of the Leferisha Gemara, that you can appoint a shliach to be Magdash and Korban on your behalf. So on the bottom of the page there, in the first parakeet, they quote, this is in contradiction to the Maharit, who wrote in the Tshuva, that you cannot appoint a shliach, it's against an offering, you cannot appoint a shliach to be Magdash and Korban because Mili. Mili Amrimsa and Shliach. So all the Achrayim say it's wrong. Mila l'minsan shliach is a din, ain't shliach ha'is a shliach, the shliach rishon cannot appoint a shliach sheni, because he doesn't have a full karach bailus. But there's not a chisaron in appointing the first shliach. I own the behemah, and I authorize you to be magdish my behemah as a korban. That's what they all say against the marit. But it's a mili is a klal within shliach ha'is. When do you allow shliach ha'is a shliach, when not? So if you really gave over karach bailus to the shliach rishon, then the shliach rishon can appoint a shliach sheni. But if it's only Mili, Mili didn't give men so much of a karach bailus, then the shliach rishon doesn't have bailus to appoint the shliach sheni. So that's what the Ramban says. The shliach lekabolas haget cannot make a second shliach. That's ain't shliach. That's Mili. That's mamish Mili. These are important dinim. I wanted to close. There's a run before. There's a run in Gittin. Based on that riff, that the Rosh crosses out the word Eich in the get, because the get has to be written Loshna Bal. So it cannot be written Loshna. It has to say, I am divorcing you. So let's say the wife appointed her brother as a shliach to accept the get for her. So when the husband gives the get to her brother, he doesn't say, Hareyat Megureshes. He's not married to the brother-in-law. He says, Harei Achoseich Megureshes Mimeni. But what does it say in the get? So the Ran says, the Ran on the Rif says, has to say Hariat Megureshes. The Loshon Haget has to be between the Loshon Habal speaking to the wife. Hariat Megureshes Mimeni. So the Shaila would be, we pass on like the Chachamim Ohi or Avim Mekabel Mezgita. So when you give the get to your wife directly to the Naram Rasa, what does it say in the get? Does it say Hariat Megureshes? It doesn't say Hari Bitach Megureshes. So according to the opinion that the Naira can appoint a Shliach, so that it's against Reb Yudah. We hold Shtei Odayim Azel Cheskachas. So if you give the get to the father, the get should say, Harei Bitech Megureshes Memeni. Should be Belosh in the father. If you give it to the wife, it's Hareyat. But the way we pass on the Maskana, that the Nara Hamarasa cannot appoint a Shliach, because the Rabban explains she's like a Shliach of the father. She's not an independent body. So even if I give the get to my wife directly, the text has to say, Harei Bitech Megureshes. That's a chiddush. You can't say Hariat Megureshes. She's not an independent bailam. And the Loshon Haget has to be Beloshon Habal speaking to the wife. That's a chiddush. Okay.